everybody. I'm on this podcast today because I have some things I would like to get off my chest. And I'm sure everyone's already heard by now that Trump does not care about due process pertaining to your firearm rights. He wants to establish something similar what Obama wanted to do, and to go after people pretty much for a thought crime. Now, I understand there are some people who are insane that do grotesque things like what happened in Florida. But with that said, to come on national TV and tell the public that you want an assault weapons ban after you told your core base that you're here to stand up for the Second Amendment, and I feel, and I'm sure millions of others who are gun owners that are legal and responsible, law-abiding gun owners, believed in Trump saying that he would protect the Second Amendment. He is not. With that being said, I urge you to call the White House without getting upset and without cussing the common people out. Let them know that you don't stand for anything that he is doing for the, when it comes to and putting any infringements on the Second Amendment. It's wrong. It is unconstitutional. And for him to backstab gun owners is a disgrace, because I feel like he used it as a wedge issue to get gun owners to vote for him. And as America, he needs to apologize to its Americans for backstabbing every single gun owner. And I'm a gun owner myself, and I don't want to lose my rights. It makes me really irritated, and I feel like I definitely been misled by a president. And I think if he isn't going to be going through these things, he does not deserve to be president anymore. He needs to be tried for treason if he's going to be doing such things. Now, I'm sure people want to assume the worst. Well, you know, it is what it is, and I feel like I've been cheated. And now for him to come with Senator Dianne Feinstein and asking her to establish an assault weapons ban, it is wrong. And with that being said, Dianne Feinstein is not running again for next term, because even the DNC doesn't even want to support her anymore. And I ask every one of you out there who are gun owners to rise up, contact your senators or congressmen, and on the comment line of the White House, tell them that you do not support Trump's actions on anything he does against the Second Amendment. It is wrong, it is unconstitutional, and every American deserves a right to due process, regardless of what crime they commit, because this is our infringements that America was founded on. If it wasn't for the Second Amendment, we would not have free speech. We would not have the Fourth and Fifth and Sixth Amendment, and so on. And it is your duty as Americans to let our politicians and our president know that firearms is a right, and for him not or them to put any assault weapons ban and no any form of type of restrictions on firearms, because it is wrong to punish gun owners for what people did in Florida and for every other shooting that happened in the past. It is not our fault. It is not our responsibility. It is the responsibility of people who are wear a badge who need to take care of business. It's obvious that people who wear badges are not taking care of business, and the ones that do taking care of business, that are willing to go out there and sacrifice their life, I have the utmost respect for them. But I do not respect police officers who tell four police officers to stand down and do nothing and then come back chastising and raking every gun owner of the coals. It's not right. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. And fuck everybody who doesn't like what I have to say.